you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, y'all, good morning. Come on. Let me start sharing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How y'all doing? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, there we go. Bam! Come on. Good morning. I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. Hey, y'all. Give you say what can make me feel this way. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I can make up a song about anything. Jesus, Jesus. Doo, doo. How y'all doing this morning? Do me a favor, share the video. Ooh, come on. My God, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning. How y'all doing? Y'all let me taste my coffee. You know it's going to be a good day if my coffee is good. We going to have a good day. We going to have a good day. We going to have a good day. Come on, y'all. Share the video. Share it. Good morning, Julia. How you doing? Julia, do me a favor. Drop the link to Derrick Learning Institute, my girl Julia. I'm going to have to do an interview with her. I haven't done an interview in a while. We'll have to do an interview so Julia can tell you her story, tell you more about Derrick Learning Institute. I miss interviews. Maybe God will let me do a few interviews in this season. Julia, drop the link to Derrick Learning Institute because I want people to connect to you. Julia is... Man, first of all, she's my sister in Christ, but not only is she my sister in Christ, she's just a major force in the medical field, and I'm just grateful for her and grateful for what God is doing in her life and through her. She's my sister in Christ. She serves, and when I say serve with me in ministry, y'all be getting so technical. But we serve together in ministry. We serve in the kingdom of God together. And I am honored to serve aside with her. So if you'll drop that link for me, Julia, I'll appreciate it just so people can go follow your page and connect to you. We are a community of believers growing in grace in Jesus Christ. And we do stuff strong and we do stuff together and we support each other and we balance each other out. So I want you guys to, once she drops the link, click the link, go follow the page. And connect to my girl, Julia, and see what she's doing in the kingdom and for the kingdom of God. Ooh, good morning, y'all. Good morning, Courtney. Good morning, Alexis. Good morning, Lynette. Good morning, Cynthia. Good morning, Cherise. How you doing, C. Marie? Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, Kirby. Good morning, Angela. Good morning, Patricia. Good morning, Cherie Valda. Hey, Katina. We're going to need you. Buddies. Cindy, good morning. Jessica A. Mason. Good morning, Kim Yarley Wynn, Shania Jackson. Hey, Glamma. Good morning, Masa. And good morning, Jerrica and Nia holding it down. Daniels, good morning to y'all. I'm so excited about the word. and what God is getting ready to do through our journey and what he's got going on with us. God is so faithful to us. I was just reverencing God this morning and thinking about how good he is. And I was like, God, you are so good. Like, y'all are so good. Remember I told y'all last week, we were just confessing things and testimonies have been happening. People are getting housing. People have been, things in business are growing. Even in my own household, I'm sorry, I got a little hair on my nose. Even in my own household, some things that I just have needed to see happen. Josiah is transitioning into a senior in high school. God is doing, I mean, out of high school to college, God has been opening so many doors for him. He will attend Oral Roberts University in the fall. And God has just been providing. Same thing for things that he's needed for his senior year. God's hand is does not contain lack. And if you can ever get revelation of who God is and how important he is, how important community is, I promise you, it's the community that I'm tied to that just makes us stronger. That's why I will not forsake community. I used to be that person. I used to didn't understand how big the tie-in, the buy-in to community was. But as I have centered myself in Christ, two better than one. Woo! Can you put that in your comments? Two is better than one. And what I've made a decision not to do is close myself off. This was growth for me. And then we're going to get into the devotional. I made a decision not to close myself off when I was getting upset by truth, right? It's so easy. Offense and strife is like the number one assignment. The devil hates agreement. The devil hates the power of unity. He loves to come in and disrupt your process, because if he comes in and he disrupts your process, what will happen is he'll start turning you into a different direction, and you'll tie into something that you're more comfortable with, but may not be God's purpose and plan. Woo! You'll be tied into, you'll buy into something, you'll connect to something, and you'll deviate from where God wants you planted so you can bloom and grow. If you didn't know this by now, there is a place for you to be planted so that you can groom and grow. But what usually happens to us, especially in the body of Christ, is when struggle hits the scene, then we'll disconnect from what God has called us to be connected to, that will empower us, that will equip us, that will change us, that will grow us, that will minister to us. We'll disconnect from that. We'll kind of go into our own zone doing our own thing. And God is like, no, this is the place where you're supposed to be properly planted so that you can grow. And can I tell you something? Growth, Makisha. Growth does not necessarily show up from the outside in. Growth, Courtney, is an internal thing first. Woo, come on. It's an internal thing first. So you need to be properly plugged into in a community that's going to encourage you. If your folks you connected to have kind of leveled out, woo, baby, it's probably time for you to expand yourself and stretch yourself and tap into a new place and tap into a new community and get connected to a community of believers that you can grow in grace in Jesus Christ. And that's just a word. That's just maturity. And I'm going to tell you something. To grow, I got something tickling my nose. To grow and be in maturity, right, it takes a minute. And it takes some time, and it takes us being properly planted. When your roots are properly planted, Psalms 1, woo, come on, you'll never wither. It may be hard on you for a minute, but you'll never, 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 ever, 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 ever wither. I want to do one more thing, and then we're going to get into the word. I need y'all to do me a favor. Will y'all today invite some people to follow the page? We want to get to 10,000 people on the page. Not just to say we got 10,000 people. We want to get to 10,000 people on the page because we know that God has called us to be that kind of, have that kind of impact. And the same thing for Instagram. If you don't follow at Just Being LMJ on Instagram, do me a favor and go follow it on Instagram. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's just going to give us more impact and influence for Kingdom. Thank y'all. Now, we've been on a journey. Let me pray. Father God, thank you for your word today. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Father God, today that all things are new. Ooh, come on. You better put that in your notes. You better put that in your all things are new. Thank you today that all things are new. Thank you today that this is a fresh start. Thank you today. This is a new beginning. Ooh, come on, come on. I do not have to carry the weight of yesterday in today. As a matter of fact, let me release. Woo, come on, y'all. Lord God, let me release all the pain from yesterday. Come on, y'all. Lord God, let me release. Woo, all the offense from yesterday. Let me release all the strife from yesterday. Let me release all the anxiety from yesterday. Let me release all the fear from yesterday. Let me release all the worry from yesterday. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we receive, woo, by faith, fresh grace. We receive by faith restoration. We receive by faith a renewed mind. We receive by faith, Father God, strength. We receive by faith, Lord God, health. We receive by faith, Father God, a sound mind. We receive by faith, Lord God, joy. We receive by faith, Lord God, patience. We receive by faith, Lord God, self-control. We receive by faith, Lord God, your goodness this morning, your kindness this morning. And Lord God, we receive your love. Let your love flow through us. Let your love flow in us, Lord God. Father, thank you for positioning us divinely to make impact for Kingdom. Thank you for growth, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for even pruning us, Lord God, for taking away the things in us that do not look like you. Woo! Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. And Lord God, today we put a guard over our mouth. Lord, let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart be acceptable in you. And Father God, we thank you that you are mending and healing our hearts. Woo! We thank you for a healed heart. We thank you, Father God, for a healed heart and a restored heart. We thank you, Father God, for fresh grace. We thank you, Father God, for a fresh anointing. We thank you, Father God, for destroying yokes. Your word says, cast every care on you because you care for us. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we place the weight of our marriages on you. In the name of Jesus, we place our children on you. In the name of Jesus, I place LMJ Ministries on you. In the name of Jesus, we place our health on you. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we place our finances on you. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for your yoke is easy and your burden is light, Lord God. We refuse to struggle with what you have already carried. We refuse to walk in fear and timidity, and you didn't give it to us. So we come boldly before your throne of grace. Ooh, we worship you. We magnify you. We glorify you. And we thank you in advance for seasons of change. And we thank you, Lord God, that you attend to our prayers and you come quickly. And we thank you, Lord God, that you hear your dear beloved children. Ooh, we thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us. So this morning we extend forgiveness first to ourselves. Ooh, we forgive ourselves for falling short, and we forgive what others have done to us. And we place that, Father God, in the sea of forgetfulness. And Lord God, we lift up our President Biden. We lift up Vice President Harris. We lift up the Senate. We lift up the House of Representatives. We lift up the Pentagon staff. We lift up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the Supreme Court Justice, our heads of state, our mayors of our cities, our aldermen, because your word tells us to pray for leadership. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that they have the mind of Christ, Lord God. We thank you that their will is the will of God, and we destroy every stronghold and every principality that has tried to come against our nation, that has tried to come against our state, that has tried to come against our cities. We plead the blood of Jesus over Memphis and thank you for a turnaround. We plead the blood of Jesus over Little Rock and thank you for a turnaround. We plead the blood of Jesus over Irving, Fort Worth, San Antonio, Flint, and thank you for a turnaround, Father God. We thank you that your hand can be seen. We thank you that you're destroying the spirit of apathy, destroying strongholds, destroying wicked imaginations. We plead the blood of Jesus over Magnolia. We plead the blood of Jesus over Jacksonville, over North Little Rock, over Sherwood, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over Harlem, Lord God. We thank you for breakthroughs. We thank you for a sound mind, and we declare your peace. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare that favor, favor, your unmerited grace goes before us. Favor divinely positions us. Favor is causing us, my God, to prosper. Favor, my God, is shifting and shaping. We thank you, Father God, that you are opening up and moving us into spheres of influence. Ooh, thank you, Lord God, for your glory, opening doors, providing new opportunities. Lord God, we stretch wide the place of our tent, my God, and we thank you, Father God, that you fill it with your glory. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cast off the spirit of shame, that thing that has tried to pigeonhole us to a place so that we could not walk in the fullness of who you called us to be. And we thank you that those chains are broken. We thank you that those chains are destroyed. We thank you that we're coming into new places and new season and new views of how we see ourselves. Woo! And thank you, Lord God, for more of your power resting on my life, more of your power resting on LMJ Ministries, more of your power resting on our partners today. Lord God, cause everything that we put our hands to prosper in Jesus' name. Amen. Cause everything that we put our hands on to prosper, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for wholeness. We thank you for peace. We thank you for joy. We thank you for strength, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, you overtake and overwhelm us with your goodness. We plead the blood of Jesus over our schools today. We cancel every assignment, every plot, every plan, every bully, every ploy. Woo! And we thank you, Lord God, that our babies are in safe places. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for insight. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for knowledge. Thank you for understanding. Thank you, Lord God, that you increase our discernment today. We will not be wise in our own eyes, and we will not fear because we don't know. Holy Spirit, comfort, strengthen, and teach us today. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for prayer. I ain't got much long, so I got to give you this. Remember, we've been in Joshua. And if you haven't been with us the last 2 weeks, God has been really grooming us in a season for growth. Woo! God has been really grooming us in a season so that we can grow, but also that we can go, so that we can walk into the assignments that God has called us to walk into. And he already said to us, one, that we were going to have to take risks. Ooh, come on. He's given us this life of Joshua's to look at, to what he has called us to do so that we can possess the land. And the way that the Lord has showed me about land is the places that we were called to make impact and influence. You are called to a place to make impact and influence. That's how we make disciples. Come on. Woo! You are called. You got to start thinking kingdom-like. You were called. You're not just a teacher. You are called to make impact and influence. You're not just a clerk. You are called to make impact and influence. Come on, y'all. You are not just a a doctor. You are called to make impact and influence. Come on now. You got to see. I don't care if you work in the grocery store. Still called to make impact and influence. Your light, my God, Jesus said, let your light, woo, come on now, let your light, you got to know what the scripture says, Dietrich, you got to know what the scripture says, DeShannon, you got to know, your light is supposed to be on, not off, woo. Come on, y'all, your light is supposed to be on, not off, woo, my God, that's why we got to take the weight and the heaviness of life on, so that our light can be seen. The whole plan of the enemy is for us to be discouraged and become hopeless, for us to be centered in a place as if we are not seated in a place of victory. Revival comes because you show up. I'm sorry. Revival will come. Awakenings will come. Awareness will come when your light is turned off. It's not even, it's what you say is important, but it's the fact that somebody can eat fruit off your tree. Woo! He also tells us to be like salt. Oh, come on. You to be salt and light in the earth. That's the scripture. You to be salt and light in the earth. That means you got to show up in your flavor. Woo! Come on. You got to show up in your flavor, because those people that are drawn to you, that are connected to your sound, God has sent you in that place. Come on. To encourage, to uplift. Those people, my God, will be drawn to your flavor. Ooh, come on. Come on. Put that in your notes. There are people that are being called to be drawn to your flavor. You got to see life more differently. Come on now. You got to shun the very presence of evil. Step into your place. You are the light and the salt of the earth. Come on now. My God. So, we've been studying the life of Joshua and learning how to apply it to our lives. And I just love how the Bible prophesied and will prophesy to us in our circumstance and situation. So the Lord gave us a word about being strong and being courageous, my God, and talking to us about getting in position so that we could distribute the land, so that we could draw others in, so that we can pull others that are supposed to be connected to the kingdom and vision and pull them in their place as well. So I'll give you another part of the scripture. So verse 6, be strong and courageous, for you will distribute the land I swore to their fathers to give them as an inheritance. Seventh verse, above all. Ooh, come on. So when you're new to scripture or new to how studying the word, when you feel a particular piece of scripture so strong, study the context out, but ask the Lord, why have you drawn this to my script, this scripture to me, and how do I apply this scripture to my life? Because usually he's using the scripture to reference something in your life. That's how God speaks. So we on a particular place in this scripture. I'm going to help somebody this morning. So we on a particular place in this scripture, and it's the seventh verse, and it says, above all. Woo, come on. And I want to talk to you about what above all means this morning. He says, I want to talk to you about above all, what above all means this morning. He says, above all, be strong and very courageous to observe carefully the whole instruction my servant Moses commanded you. So when he says above all, oh, come on, y'all. When I was reading this and studying this out, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so encouraging. He says, above all, when he says above all, he says more so than anything else. Woo! Come on. That's what it means in this particular scripture. God is saying more so than anything else. My name, God, I need you to be strong and I need you to be courageous. Another way he looks at it is, first of all, woo! First, you're going to have to be strong and courageous to walk into what God has called you to do. To do medicine the way you're supposed to do medicine, to do teaching the way you're supposed to be teaching, to walk into your kingdom and your impact and voice. He says, above all, he says, first things first. Oh, come on. He says, first things first. Or above all means first and foremost. Oh, come on, y'all. Above all means mainly. And he was telling them in this verse, he says, above all, be strong and courageous to observe carefully the whole instruction. And we get into the whole instruction tomorrow. But he's saying to them, he says, you're going to have to be brave. You're going to have to be courageous, predominantly, ooh, especially, essentially, come on, at the end of the day. That's what it means above all. When all else, ooh, come on, right? When the Amplified version of the Bible and the ESV version of the Bible says, only, when you look at the word only, limiting yourself. Ooh, come on, y'all. Limiting yourself to what the word of God says. Ooh, limiting yourself. He said, so if he says above all, ooh, come on, y'all. If he's saying above all, right? He's saying above. He's saying, first of all, he's saying mainly. This is the main principle, predominantly, especially, essentially, basically, ooh, in the essence of, at the end of the day, when all else changes. If he's saying this, this must be the option. See, when I read Timothy, when I read 2 Timothy, and he says, I didn't give you a spirit of fear, or in some versions it says, I didn't give you a spirit of timidity, then me not being afraid has to be an option. Y'all, come on, we're going to shake the devil up this morning, Tiffany. Tip top, we're going to shake. That me not being afraid has to be an option. Woo! Me not being afraid has to be an option. And he's saying it multiple times in this verse. If he is saying this, it must be something that can be done. Ooh, Lord, help me to overcome my unbelief. Help me to overcome where I have just allowed timidity and fear to lead my life. If he's saying it to Joshua then, if he's led us to this scripture, if he's saying above all, there must be an empowerment of the Holy Spirit that is possible for us when we are in circumstances and situations. And guess what? It's found in the word. Ooh, come on now. It's found in a word. So I was meditating this and I'm like, oh my God, there has to be a strength that is known that can come from the word, come through Jesus, that can we can lock onto. Come on, y'all. That we can lock onto to face danger, that we can lock on to in whatever circumstance and situation God has allowed into our life. There must be an option to not be afraid. Woo! Come on. There must be an option to not be afraid. There must be an option to not be timid. And sometimes we'll just receive the option of fear like it's the only way. But here God is saying, above all, be strong, very courageous. Because he's talking about being strong in the word. So if he's saying this, my God, then the power of the Holy Spirit must lead us to a place where we don't have to be afraid and where we can be strong. This must be the strength. Ooh, come on. This must be the strength that David knew. Y'all go with me just for a second. Imagine yourself being little bitty David. Come on, y'all. This must be the strength that David knew when he pulled up on Goliath. See, y'all know I got a little bit of hood in me. David pulled up on Goliath. David was sent by his father to take his brother's food. That's what he was supposed to do. And by the time he got there, he realized that the Israelites were in an unforeseen circumstance and situation. And Goliath at the time was taunting. Ooh, come on. Goliath at the time was taunting the Israelites. Ooh, come on. My God, can you imagine what faith, what strength was being poured up on little bitty David when he walked on the scene and all the Israelites and all the soldiers are all in their garments and all in their thing and should be courageous and ready to fight. And Goliath is out there taunting, talking trash. And this is David. Ooh, come on now. This is David. This is David. And something bold is rising up in David. And something big is going on in David. Even when he goes to Saul, Saul tries to qualify David according to his size. You are not qualified according to your size. You are not qualified according to your experience. You are not qualified according to your education. Saul was trying to qualify David according to his size. And then what he thought David didn't have with him, he tried to place on him, which was his armor, which was his garment. But what David was about to do, he was not going to be able to do looking like Saul and equipped with what Saul had. What David was called to do, he could only be equipped and empowered by God. Come on, y'all. So he couldn't do this with Saul's anything, right? He needed what God had equipped him with. Come on now. So this is David. He is listening to Goliath. He's like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Y'all hear him talking trash about our God? And some kind of strength, some kind of power has to rise in David. And I can only think that this had to be the power of God operating in him to call him to do big things. It looked impossible. It looked, and also what God was showing me, and then the assignment wasn't really just against Israelites. The assignment was against God. Can you write this in your notes? God wants to do big things through me, right? So then David pulls up on Goliath with more strength and more courage than the entire army. You cannot tell me what God can't do with one person. He pulls up with more strength and more power than the entire army. And the reason that he pulls up with more strength and more power than the entire army, because he is pulling up in the power of God. You got to pull up this season in the power of God. Not, Zechariah says, not by, come on, by power, not by your might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. He said, pull up. So even look, he said, because he knew David had an assurance. Ooh, something in David was working bigger. Something in David was working greater. Something in David knew that if God be for him, ooh, ain't no principality, ain't no nymph, ain't no demon, ain't no devil, ain't no student, ain't no nurse, ain't no doctor, ain't no supervisor, ain't no president. Come on, y'all. It ain't no person, no nothing formed against him has prospered. I can only think that this has come from a position of prayer. That's it. I can only think that this has come. This kind of power, this kind of strength can only come from a position in prayer and an assurance that the word of God is the word of God. That's it. That's it for today. Woo! Come on, Lord God. That's it for today. That's it. That's enough. You ought to eat that up this morning. You ought to meditate on the inside of you, the power and the strength that can come from the Holy Spirit for you to do godly things. And when I say big things, I'm talking about godly things. I'm not talking about big things in proportion to size. I'm talking about you taking territory back from the enemy in the area that God has called you to do so that you can restore hope, so people can be made whole, be healed, so folks can return to the church, so people can know Christ is real. That is your assignment here on this earth, making disciples of others. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word this morning. I thank you, Father God, for reminding us that strength comes from within. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for fresh grace this morning. Thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding to the hope of who you called us to be in Christ Jesus. Thank you for anointing us and equipping us and positioning us and preparing us. Ooh, and prospering us. We got to have resources for what you have called us to do, and prospering us, Lord God, so that we can go and do a mighty work through you. Bless the work of our hands. Give us more impact and more influence. Enlarge our territory, Lord God. Enlarge our territory. Keep us from harm, Lord God, but position us so that we can do more for you. May the strength, the same strength that was in David, being your sons and daughters today, so that we can above all stay rooted in your word and go do big things in Jesus' name. Amen. Two things. Woo, come on, y'all. Two things. Oh my God, Father God, thank you. Two things. If the Lord places on your heart to partner, to give to this ministry, go to the website, lmjministries.org, and you can make your contribution there, and you can find out all the ways that you support the ministry and how the ministry supports the community, Feed the Streets, Flint Global, Drew Projects, our initiative and things that we do with single women, and you're continuing to help us get the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world. If the Lord placed that, go over there, partner, give there, lmjministries.org. My second thing is, I didn't know who I was until I accepted Jesus Christ. I didn't. I had no clue. I'd been in church all my life. But until I really knew and found out who Jesus was, I had no idea that I could walk in new strength, that I could walk in health, that I could have the mind of Christ, that I could have the power that I need to walk into his will for my life. I didn't know it. And it started with Jesus. Jesus is the best thing that ever, that ain't just a song. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. And I'm thankful and grateful for God. I'm thankful and grateful for his son. And I'm thankful and grateful that he has changed my life. Now, if that's you, I want to do something for you. I want to offer you an opportunity to make a statement and a confession of faith, right? That to make Jesus Lord and Savior. And it's simple. Just repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I'm in need of a Savior. I'm asking you to come into my life to take away my sins. I promise to love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you prayed that prayer, send us an email, info@justbeinglmj.com, and we're going to send you some resources and materials. Hey, y'all, guess what? We still got a few people who can register for Pillow Talk in San Diego. So if that's you, you got to the 31st to get your deposit in. All the information is on the website. Hey, y'all, guess what? We'll be back here tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Grab a pen, grab some coffee, get a journal. You need to start writing more in this season. Get a journal. Come join us. Invite a friend in. Don't forget to share the page. I love you. See you tomorrow. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you.